Are you standing at a crossroad in life, being called to express yourself in a new way? You could ignore the nudging, or you could answer the call and change the trajectory of your life. Hi, I'm Mary Jo Rathke, life transition coach and host of the Creative Directions for Living podcast. I invite you to join me on a journey to explore your potential for expression and step onto a path filled with purpose and possibility. So hello and welcome to today's episode of Creative Directions for Living. Today we are talking about the topic that nothing changes until you decide for it to. And it's so key, that idea of decision and making a choice. We all have choices and we are making them every day, all the time, whether we're conscious of it or not. And so today I have a very special guest who is going to talk to us about decision making and the fact that, you know, you have actually already made a decision, you just aren't happy with it. And so if you want to learn how to be happy with the decisions that you're making, and you are, then I would like you to meet Tammy Jaffe. Tammy Jaffe is a career transition and business success coach, and she is a breakout growth expert, energy shifter, author, and speaker who inspires successful professionals who are dreaming to resign and do something new. And Tammy helps guide her clients through the sometimes overwhelming prospect of changing careers and starting a new business. And she's made it her mission to liberate independent, success-minded professionals from the shackles of a corporate career so they can start, grow, and scale their own business and not only replace their corporate income, but exceed it. So welcome, Tammy.
Thank you, Mary Jo. It's great to be here on with you.
Yes. So it's so interesting because the very first episode of the podcast was my own career transition and sort of the journey that it took for me to get from a 30-year corporate career to where I am today. And so, so everyone's already heard my story. So I'd love it if you could actually share with us, you know, more about your story, your background, and what led you to your own business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was a farm girl from Michigan and I knew that farming was not for me. So I went and got my accounting degree, I call myself a recovering CPA now. And I started off in the finance field and I worked my way up and, you know, started in public accounting, worked my way up in corporate and made a few career transitions along the way and did some project management and ended my corporate career with the third largest real estate company in the world. And I was their head of real estate technology. And it was at a point in my career that, you know, I had been moving up and doing different things. And all of a sudden I felt like I hit that glass ceiling. It was one of those moments in my career where I felt like I had lost a little bit of control of my career. And the story I'll try to share it quickly with you is, you know, one day I worked for a Fortune 100 company. We were going through yet another reorg. It seemed like that was happening every 6 months. And I was in middle management at the time. And I was very involved in the reorganization and what was going to happen. And I had two managers at the time, and they came to me and said, we would like you to take on an expanded role with this reorganization. And I was excited about it. I was going to bring on another like 40 people into my organization and was excited about the change. The reorg kind of got delayed and delayed and delayed. And I found out I was pregnant during this whole period. I got to a point where I was 12 weeks and I knew I needed to go tell them. Having been through multiple miscarriages before that, I was kind of waiting and being careful about, you know, discussing it at the workplace. And so I went in and I told my manager that I was pregnant, and he was of course excited for me and, you know, congratulated me and all of that. But then everything went silent. I was not allowed in any more meetings about the reorganization. I didn't know what was going on anymore. And the days turned into weeks. And I was like, what is happening? And then one day I got a phone call from my reporting manager, who I very rarely met with. I met mostly with my operational manager. And he said, you know, I need you to come to my office and I have something I need to talk to you about. I'm like, okay, this is strange. So I go and walk into his office. And as I walk in, I look over and sitting there is my other manager. And I never met with the two of them together. So this was like, knew something was up. I sit down and they proceed to tell me that not only am I not getting the expanded role that we had talked about, but they were also going to be taking all of my current direct reports away. And I was going to be moving to my third management reporting in less than 6 months. And so from what went from being, you know, we're going to expand your role, all of this, all of a sudden now I am being kind of pushed over in the corner and things taken away from me instead of given to me. And I didn't know what to do. I was literally shaking in the office. And they proceeded to tell me a couple more things. And I finally just stopped them and said, I need to get up and leave before I say something I'm going to regret. And I went back to my office and I shut the door and I cried for the first time ever at work. And I didn't know how to handle it. I had to pull myself together and find out why this was happening. Why 3 weeks before I was going to be given an expanded role and now all of a sudden everything was being taken away from me. And so I called up my managers and I said, you know, I have some questions I want to get answered. And so we got back together and I went in and I said, why is this happening? And what they said to me next hit me even harder than what they told me before. They said, Tammy, this isn't what we believe that you deserve, but this is out of our hands. This is out of our control. And I thought, if I don't have control of my career and my managers don't even have control of my career, who is controlling my career? And it was in that moment that it made me realize I don't ever want to feel like I don't have control over my own career and my own destiny. And that was the pivotal point for me that started making me realize, you know, I wanted more. I wanted to do more. I wanted to be more. And it was through, you know, dealing with some of that and some ramifications of that that came that I realized, you know, coaching and mentoring were what I really wanted to do. I'd always called myself a mentor manager and loved, you know, mentoring my teams to help them grow and helping other people grow. And it's a combination now of what I do is coaching and energy work to help people really break through when they're hitting that glass ceiling, when they're finding themselves in these patterns that they can't get through, to be able to do what they want to do and break through and find the life that they want. That is why I do what I do now, because I see so many people hit that point, hit the glass ceiling, or feel like they have no more control, or feel like they're just tied to the shackles of a corporate career and they can't do anything else. And helping them get that breakthrough. And it's the combination of the coaching and the energy work that I do that helps people really break through those patterns, break through those blocks, and find the life and the businesses that they love, that they are excited about, that they can go and expand on.
Yeah, that's so great. I mean, it sounds like you've really found your own passion and that it was really through, you know, that experience of not being able to, you know, feel like you had any control or be able to trust that the people who, you know, were your bosses, you know, were able to control in any way either. So that's really a really key point, I think, you know, about when you do put your hands of your career in other people's, when you put your own career in other people's hands, and they may or may not even have the control either.
Absolutely. And we think, you know, we think we have the influence and control over certain things, but sometimes these things happen to us because what we really want is something different. And so it took me a long time to realize that this was happening for me, right? And not to me. And that, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today and doing the things that I love today had that not happened.
Right. And it's so interesting because it's like, you know, you
made the point of like, you know, a lot of people have that feeling of things are happening to them, not for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious that, you know, what do you see as the biggest reason why, you know, people may not be actually getting the results that they want in their lives or their businesses?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest reasons that people aren't getting the results that they want is because they're missing clarity. They are not clear on exactly what it is they want, or they're not clear on how they could go get that, how to make it come to fruition, or they're not clear on what questions they need to ask in order to get the answers that they need to make it happen. So to me, it all comes down to clarity. Like clarity is the center of it all. If you want to make a big shift, if you want to make a big change in your life, if you want something different than what you have, and this applies to anything, this can apply to relationships, it can apply to your business, it can apply to, you know, your career, it doesn't matter. Like you've got to start with being clear on what it is you want, why you want that, and how you can actually make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you think is holding people back from the clarity?
I think sometimes we get so stuck in the security and the comfort of what we have that we don't even know what can be possible on the other side. And so we, you know, I always like to say, you know, our body gives us signs, there's signs all around us telling us we need to make changes. And sometimes we just ignore those signs. Like we're like, you know, my getting sick has nothing to do with me needing to make a shift or me being stressed out or the constant chronic pain I have. They don't realize that relates to what they need to change in their lives. And so sometimes we just ignore the signs. Like we're just completely ignoring it. And, you know, for the people that are in the jobs, that comfort and the security of getting that steady paycheck, that's more comfortable than having to think about going out and starting something on your own. And so you've got to create that security for you somewhere else. You know, being in a bad relationship, they think they're getting love in a way that appeases them in some way, and they're afraid to go out and find it from someone else. And so it's this fear of having to make a transition, having to do something differently, and that comfort of where you're at, even if it's bad situation, sometimes it's the comfort of other things within that situation that are bringing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's that old, you know, wanting to stay in the comfort zone, wanting change, but also not wanting to step out of the comfort zone. And so, you know, you can't actually have it both ways.
No, you can't. And so you've got to decide what's more important to you. You know, is it more important for you to have what you have right now, or is it more important for you to move forward and get what you keep saying you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then Tammy, what is the first step? If someone realizes, you know what, I'm ready to move forward. You know, I don't want to stay in my comfort zone anymore. What do they need to do when they realize that to make a change?
I think the first thing is understanding, you know, why you really want to make that change. Why is it so important to you? Because you know, getting that clarity on your why and what it means is going to build your commitment. And without being completely committed to it, it's really hard to make it happen. But when you really get clear on why you want that, what it's going to mean for you, what it's going to do for you, what it's going to bring into your life and how that's going to make an impact, then you can really get honed into what is it that's going to make that possible. You know, I think the first thing is we just got to make the decision, right? You've got to make the decision. Yeah. Do something differently. You've got to make the decision that you're not willing to live with it the way it is now, that you're not willing to be that same person for the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You know, like you want to evolve and you want to create something bigger and better in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, like you say in your book, you know, you've already made the decision. It's just, you're not happy with it. And so if you want your life to change, you need to make a new decision. But it sounds to me like clarity is key.
Yeah. So in my book, I talk about when you want to make a lasting change, then, something that's big, something that's different, not just like a small decision, but like a really big change in your life that you might try and then you get set back and it doesn't happen. And you're wondering why you can't create that lasting change. The formula that I have in my book is the clarity trifecta. And if you picture a triangle, and in the middle of that triangle is a circle. The circle in the middle of that triangle is clarity. And when you are trying to make a change, that clarity bubble is really little. It's really small. And so your triangle is really small. And as your clarity grows, as you get clear on what it is you want, why you want it, how you could make it possible, as you start to see other people that have done it and see the growth that they've had and how that could also be possible for you, your faith and belief in yourself, which is your confidence, starts to grow. And so confidence is one side of the triangle. It's hard to be confident when you're not really clear of how to make something happen. So that clarity bubble starts to grow in the middle and pushes out on all three sides of the triangle. And so the first side of the triangle that we talked about is clarity. It pushes out on your clarity, on your confidence, and pushing out on your confidence to help you believe that this is possible. And then you start to get a little bit of courage, which is the second side of the triangle. And as your courage starts to grow, then you have the courage to take the first step. And as you take that first step, then the next step becomes a little bit more clear. You just have to take one step at a time. And then you take the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And as you continue to take steps, then you start to build momentum. And you, in order to really get movement, to break a habit, to create a new habit, you've got to create that momentum in your life. And so that's the second side of the triangle, is the courage. And the third side of the triangle is commitment. And commitment also grows as your clarity grows, because how can you be committed to something that you don't know exactly why you want it? How can you be committed to something that you're not clear on how you can make it happen? So as that clarity bubble in the middle grows, your courage grows, your commitment grows, and your confidence grows, and you're able to make a lasting change. But I also talk about in the book how a triangle can't roll on its own in order to get like the snowball effect, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And so we want to be able to roll and build that momentum and build the snowball effect. And so around the outside of the triangle is another circle of consistency. And you cannot make a change. You cannot break a habit, create a new habit, go build a business, do something different with your career, get into a better relationship without being consistent. So you've got to have that consistency where you're showing up every day and doing the things that are working for you and doing the right things, being able to take a look and being clear on what is it you need to be doing so that you understand where you need to be consistent. Because if we're consistent in the wrong areas, then we just get the bad results. So you've got to make sure you're clear on where you need to be consistent and how you need to make things happen.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yes. If you're consistent in the wrong things, you get bad results. If you're consistent in procrastinating, you're not getting that momentum.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. That's so awesome. And so Tammy, I just really appreciate your clarity trifecta. I love the, the circle and the triangle and the circle, image around that and how it really helps getting the momentum rolling and staying with the consistency. And I love that, the idea that it really, really starts with clarity. That's on the inside of everything. And bringing in the confidence and the courage and the commitment, love it. So I'm just curious, what one last pearl of wisdom. You've given us so many pearls today of wisdom. I'm just curious, what was one thing that you wish that you would have known along the journey that you would like to share with listeners so they have this pearl of wisdom?
Great question. I think the one thing I want to say is you've got to get out of your own way. I mean, the thing that holds us back the most is ourselves. The thing, you know, it's the procrastination, as you mentioned. It's not, you know, letting ourselves actually take the steps we need to take, or, you know, stop, you know, you try something once and it doesn't work really well. And so you give up. Well, that's where the consistency comes in. You've got to be consistent about it. And so, you know, I like to use the analogy of a Facebook Live, because so many people are afraid of doing Facebook Lives and like showing up and we're getting up on a stage and speaking. And the first time you do one, it's not going to be good. Like, let's just face it. You're not going to have clients coming to you left and right off of one Facebook Live. No, it takes showing up consistently. It takes putting yourself back out there, learning from what went well and what didn't go well, and adjusting so that you do it better the next time, and even better the next time, and even better the next time. But if you don't even get started, you can't get inspired to do what you really want to do.
Yeah. And that's where that consistency makes so much sense, you know?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So then, Tammy, I know you have a gift that you would love to share with the listeners. What is that?
Yeah, I will share the Corporate to Cash Jumpstart Kit, which for those of you who are wanting to go from employees to entrepreneurs, this is your guide in getting started. These are the three main areas that you need to get started in so that you can really jumpstart your business. If you get clear on these things, then you will be able to jump out and get your business started quickly and start making money. And if you already have a business and you're not making consistent income, this is for you as well, because I guarantee one of these three areas is where you are not having the right results and not getting the right steps. So go download that guide. It is at thejumpstartkit.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Tammy. And I want to just thank you for sharing all of this with our listeners today. And just in summary, what came to me is like all of these C's, if you want control of your career, you need to get clarity on what it is that's really going to give you, you know, the job and the life that you want. And then once you've got that clarity, you need to, you know, create that clarity trifecta and bring in the confidence and the courage and the commitment and the consistency so that you can create the life you want. And that is just a beautiful, beautiful message, on what I want to share with people. You just gave them, you know, this secret sauce on how to create the life of their dreams. And so I really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you, Tammy. And everybody, go to thejumpstartkit.com if you want to find out if you are really, really, really wanting to jump out of corporate and start your own business. Thank you, Tammy.
Awesome. Thank you, Mary Jo. Great being here with you.
I'm Mary Jo Rathgeb, life transition coach and founder of Creative Directions for Living. I'll meet you at the crossroads where creativity and courage await.